Good morning.
How you doing?
How are you?
Doing well. Was a little bit anxious over the weekend when initially my first idea for what I was going to talk about, crapped out. It was the sort of thing that I was going to do one of these tours that the CCA had organized, and supposed to meet at Complexe des Jardins, and apparently things got changed, and I didn't get the memo, and at which point, I don't know. So then I quickly put on my thinking cap, and I said, where can I find art that has not been reviewed in this town? And so I thought, and I thought, and I thought, and then I said, that's it. I need a library card, because I did need a library card. And I'd been to the library earlier this week and then got stymied because I don't carry around proof of residence with me at all times. So I then quickly rushed back. I quickly rushed back home, grabbed, it turns out that it was a good thing I got that jaywalking ticket 2 years ago. Because I grabbed my jaywalking ticket, which I was extremely proud of getting when I got it. And that, because it has the sort of letter head of the City of Montreal is official, accepted by the Library of Montreal. Who would have thunk? And then gave them the various other IDs so as to prove that I am who I am. And they said, here's your library card. And while I was there, I suddenly realized, they have some kick-ass art here, because they do have some kick-ass art. They have some wonderful, wonderful exhibitions. And so I pulled out their handy-dandy fancy booklet called Calendrier des activités publiques de Bibliothèque et Archives Nationales du Québec. And yes, for those who are interested and who are, a little bit slow on the uptake, the Grande Bibliothèque Nationale is at 475 de Maisonneuve East, which is at the corner of Berry, although it also sort of takes that entire block from de Maisonneuve almost all the way up to Ontario and so on. And upon grabbing the book, I suddenly said, I should have been here quicker, because there was a show that's finished on the 1st of February called Graphine et Autres Publications d'Artistes, which is a wicked cool exhibition. And then I sort of had this nice relaxing feeling, because I suddenly realized I saw it in its initial incarnation when they had done it up at the Bibliothèque des Archives Nationales du Québec, which is the Archives Nationales, which is at 2275 Holt way up in Rosemont. But nonetheless, they still had L'Archipel Poétique de Paul-Marie Lapointe. I'll do my bloke thing. And their exhibitions there are somewhat pedagogic in that they take somewhat obscure subjects and then try and set it up in such a way so that you can learn about them. And in this case, it is an obscure subject, because Paul-Marie Lapointe is this guy who was a journalist for La Presse and then went on to become editor-in-chief of Maclean because it's not Maclean's when it's in French, it's just Maclean, back when they did both an English and a French publication, and then he went on to become head honcho of all sorts of fancy stuff at Radio-Canada. And so he was a mover and shaker within the intelligentsia of Quebecois culture, news, information, stuff like that. And he also was a surrealist poet. Who would have thunk? Basically, he started off with concrete poetry, which is pretty damn cool. It's the first thing that came to attention but then got forgotten was this book that he wrote called La Vierge Incendie, which I sort of translate as the Virgin Fire, or it could be the Virgin Fires, or Fire on the Virgins, or I have no idea. It's maybe, because I think, he was born... No, I didn't write down when he was born, but my guess is he was somewhere in his early 20s when he wrote it, because it came out in 1948, and so it might have been just his hormones were kicking in or something like that. Anyhow, it was a book that was the second book published by the guy who published Le Refus Global, which was the most important, significant document with regards to sort of Quebec cultural identity at that point. The second one... Is you're pointing at me for some reason?
Could be translating to the burnt out virgins.
But he was 20 or something like that. He couldn't be burned out by that time. but hold on. No. With regards to Quebecois politics and stuff like that, you culture. Kick in the priests and stuff like that, and they're definitely virgins and they're definitely burnt out. And I'm actually going to have to go read the sucker. No, I don't really want to read surrealist poetry. It's tough on the brain.
And surrealism art as well is pretty tough on the brain.
It's to me, it's fun to look at. The surrealist art is more fun to look at. The surrealist poetry, it's like, and especially in like not my mother tongue. Oh, grumble, grumble, grumble. Anyhow, yeah, it's the sort of thing where they then, now I lost my train, but anyhow, I'll pick it back up. They have a very nice thing where it's basically some of the original publications of what he had, some of the manuscripts of what he wrote. Because yes, the Vierge Incendie was a book that came out in 1948, and because it was the second one, somehow it got forgotten until, I don't know, 1971 when it got republished. And suddenly there was a whole new resurgence for this Paul-Marie Lapointe thing. And then he came out with, in 1980, this two-volume book called Écriture. But it's, you got capital letters, you got small letters, you got various things around there. And overall, just because it is an official, authoritative place, the things that they do at the Bibliothèque Nationale are very, very significant. And but they do it in such a way that it isn't intimidating. It isn't sort of like, oh, you got to hush hush. Because, yeah, when you have this sort of like 17-year-old goth punk doing the Wi-Fi gaming thing behind you, yeah, it's really tough to sort of have that connection that, oh my God, I gotta whisper and I can't figure out anything. No, you open up drawers, you look things, you lean on the cabinets and you read and so on. It's very, very nicely done. But then, because I realized that it really wasn't enough to fill up an entire segment, came out and found another one. And that is, yes, talking about this whole hydroelectric festival, which is happening next week and so on. It's an excuse to burn electricity. I like how within this whole sort of go green, let's be environmental stuff, somehow SpectraSen has convinced the entire city, let's expend energy. Let's use energy. Lots of it. Lots. Let's stay up all night. But they're what?
I really like your pun there, the burned.
Okay. But anyhow, in going through the catalog, I suddenly came across a gallery that I had never heard of, discovered, or in knowing what the address was, couldn't even visualize it. It's the sort of thing where they had a nice little picture of the corner of Saint-Denis and Ontario. And so I'm saying, okay, there's the Dagwoods on one corner, there's the Azimuth clothing store on the other one, there's the coffee store on the other one, and there's the pizza store with the hotel upstairs. Where is the gallery? And where is the gallery? And at which point then I was walking out of the Bibliothèque Nationale, and I suddenly came across the gallery, and I said, who would have thunk? And it's on top of the clothing store, Tout Azimuth, and the doorway is actually on the Ontario side, which is where, which is why I wasn't able to visualize it, because it's very rare that I'm walking on Ontario towards that way, because normally if I'm going to go to the L'Île Noire, which I haven't been to in a while, which could be why I haven't been on that street. That's the way I walk, but not going to L'Île Noire, then at which point there's no real reason to walk east on Ontario from there. But nonetheless, since I only have about a minute and a half, it's the show called, it's called Rien ne se crée, tout se recrée by Michel Cormier, and it started way back in October, and I just happened to miss everything, and it's a held on until the Nuit Blanche, the let's spend lots of, or let's use lots of electricity festival. And recreation, yeah, it's a really nice place. On Wednesday nights, they are open till midnight, and you can go play games and so on with this guy named Joel, who apparently works at Valet de Coeur, and so you can go do Risk. You can do Dungeons and Dragons. I'm going to check it out at some point and find out if they have a good old game of Monopoly, because that one I really rock at. But anyhow, for the 30 seconds or maybe a minute that I can pull off on Michel Cormier, he basically has taken a whole lot of found objects, recycled stuff, garbage in other terms. He's then cleaned it up, turned it into these humongous collages, constructs, sculptural things, some of them as large as, I don't know, probably what my arms are, it looks like, I don't know, 6 feet, 5 feet, something like that, bigger than my arms, 8 feet or something like that, and they are then thick and like, I don't know, you gotta have a real strong wall or something to see, and they're probably about like, I don't know, a foot, foot and a half thick and so on. They hang on the wall and they're bright, they're colorful and they're nice. It's I have a piece, one of the guys who got me into art was named Tony Albano, and the work that Michel Cormier does is very, very reminiscent of some of the work of Tony Albano, but then obviously because it is 30 years later, he's done other sorts of stuff as well. And so there are, I don't know, 20 odd pieces of these that are just eye popping. It's they're bright some of them Day-Glo colors, some of them pastel colors. You can then, which I'll find bicycle seats in it, lots and lots and lots of wood things and so on. There's some gears and all sorts of other fun stuff. I highly, highly recommend hitting up La Recreation, which is the name of the gallery. I don't think I mentioned that, and it is at 404 Ontario East. The other reason I quite like the place is it is the only other place other than my own gallery where upon walking into the door, the woman said, "Hey, how you doing?" Or she didn't quite say, "Hey, how you doing?" She said something similar to that in French, given my abilities to translate this early in the morning. I don't know. But anyhow, yes, La Recreation. It's 404 Ontario East. It's open pretty much 9 to 5, except Wednesday nights when it goes on till midnight. And so do we now have a little bit of time for what's the democracy now, guys?
Yes, we do. Cool. It's right now 8:01. It just turned 8:01. And we're going. It's all good. It's all good. We're going to Democracy Now! Headlines starting now. Thank you, Zeke.
My pleasure. Thank you.